Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, guess what? We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Ready to Love, Season 7, Episode 12, Miami, one of the worst dating shows out there. Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You really think so? Is it that bad?
It's the worst.
Wow.
This is the worst. It's just trash. It's terrible.
So what is it that you hate about this show so much? I mean, for those who are just joining this and you're like, well, they're recapping the show. So, I mean, obviously it can't be. So why on earth does he think it's that bad?
So it's that bad because when I look at all the other shows, I think of just production quality. Mm-hmm. There's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. This is a show about drama, and that's all it really is. And it's just terrible. You know, I think they could pick some better dudes. They can pick some better women. They could have set this up in a better way to where you're like, okay, I get it. This whole elimination thing, you're bonding with somebody, but now that she gets voted off because she's not bonding with the other people, but she's clicking with you, but she gets voted off or he gets voted off. What's the point? This is just stupid.
See, I just wanted to give you your 30-second rant right there, so I put you in full screen by yourself.
I hope Oprah watches. Oprah watches. I can say, Oprah, this is your fault.
Oprah, you should do better. Watch this. You know that. Katie agrees with you, though. She says it's stupid.
It is.
I will say this, though, because, you know, it's one of the shows that the viewers said for us to watch. I've seen different seasons of it. Actually, I'll be honest, I've probably seen like one other season. Maybe two, I think one, which was the DC one. And that one was actually good. Kitty's got a great point as to why she thinks it's stupid. People are just trying to hang on to the end. It really is, because even in today's, I thought it was kind of crazy what happened near the end. And we'll get to that, because Mimi, I agree with you. Tonight was stupid. It really was. This is where, Terrell, we are two grumpy old men talking about get off my TV screen instead of get off my lawn. Okay, so.
I don't know if I was more bothered because I was like three whiskeys in because I had a virtual work happy hour mm-hmm. with my West Coast team and then started watching this. And so I was even more irritated. So maybe that could be it. So hopefully I don't say anything.
I think you canceled. Just got everybody excited. They're like, what? Three whiskeys in? Let go.
Who wants anything to get me canceled tonight? But I'm just like, this is bullshit.
On the other hand, I'm like, you know what? Well, let's roll through this. A little faster. Karen does say, thank you, Karen. We really appreciate it. She says, I only watch because you review it. Well, thank you. That means you won't be watching next season. We appreciate you going along the journey. And I know, Terrell, you appreciate the fact that, you know, everybody came along on the journey this season, too. I will say this, though. As much as you're saying that, and as much as Kitty says it's stupid, Karen says, she only watch because we do it. Little Hurdler says, I've watched from day one. Don't judge me.
Okay, Little Hurdler, do you actually like the show? And if you do, please message us, like, why?
Okay, look. So here's a question. Before we get to everything, because we got to get to a lot of meeting of the men's family, Nico asked a question who just jumped in and realized that you were three whiskeys in and is saying, okay, what's on the cocktail list tonight?
This is Woodford Reserve Double Oat. Mm-hmm. So it's a bourbon night.
So did you do it with a splash of water, or did you just have the king cube?
I didn't do king cubes. I just did crushed ice. It was faster.
Yeah, man, look, you gotta get that king cube tray, man. That's I've got.
I have one actually.
You
what I have
in bastard.
Oh, I have one, but it's special occasions. I have these Death Star ice ball makers, like from Star Wars.
Nerd.
It's dope. I'm sorry.
Nerd.
They look really cool. They look really cool.
Well, I got the Svedka. I'm back on the Svedka. You see, I still have a king cube in there. Even though it's not a bourbon night, I like that it melts slowly. Still keeps it cool. I can get two glasses out of it, you know, so.
I like how you think by saying king cube, it makes you cooler because you said the word king in it. It doesn't. You know, it's just ice.
You're number one. Read between the lines. High Vibe says, I'm a Grand Marnier girl, sweet and strong. You know, there's a very special drink that we used to do when I had the bar. It was our number one selling mixed drink that used Grand Marnier. It was great. One day I'll probably share that, but it was a Carolina B. And by B, because we don't say that word on this show. I'm just going to leave it. You know what it is.
Bourbon?
It's bourbon, yes, exactly. All right, so look, getting into this episode of Too Much Baggage, You know, Tommy says it's time to meet the family, and immediately Dre gets worried, and we'll get to why he was worried, because that was what we were looking forward to this episode anyway. But first up to bat, Tony and his sister Regina, his twin sister, according to Morgan.
But She-Hulk.
Yes, that is great. That is exactly what it is.
I called Tony him Hulk Smash She-Hulk. Last week, so I'm like, oh, She-Hulk.
Hey, I know you love this, though, when... Regina laughed at Tony when he's like, you know, I think I've met the one. She's like, yeah, right.
So I was curious because I feel like his sister has that look like, okay, she's going to see through the bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like his sister quickly recognized Morgan's crazy.
Right.
And what bothered me, and this is something I think is really important, when Morgan suggested counseling, I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, she could use counseling. But Tony's sister and even Tony are both like, no. And I'm like, why are so many black people anti-counseling? Counseling's not bad. Therapy is actually good. And to me, Tony, you need it.
Yeah, because, you know, here's the thing about it. One of the things that Morgan said, and I thought it was very telling when she says this, she says what she likes about Tony is what causes the biggest issue in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like Tony because he's a man's man, but that causes issues because he doesn't communicate well. And you're right. I made that exact same note about, you know, she gives a stereotypical response to counseling. Even though she knows for a fact, Tony doesn't know how to communicate. That's why she laughed. She knows this about it. But, you know, she's still just like, no. We don't do that. And to be fair, I was one of those people who didn't believe in that a long time ago. You know what I mean? But I was young and dumb, so you let that go. You're invincible back then. You didn't go to the doctor. You didn't do a lot of things. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think counseling therapy is important for anybody, and I would even say to Mercedes, whether it's individual therapy or relationship counseling, it's still positive. Because you might have relationship counseling and realize we're not a good match and we both have some things we need to work on ourselves before we date anyone else. So there's no negative to counseling, but I feel like in our community, automatically it's like a negative thought to get therapy and counseling. And Tony, and we've all seen his anger issues that he has. It's apparent that he needs it.
Here's my
question,
so does
Morgan. I mean, look at her Nair thing. I mean, she needs some therapy.
But okay, but why not relationship counseling? If you're looking for a long-term relationship, and you know there's the issue, there's a choice here. If there's counseling, which is an issue, right? Which is an option, I should say. But then the other option is peace out, we're gone. Because just like Nikki B says, Tony will have a court-mandated therapy session soon enough at this rate. So without it, what's wrong with, and High Vibe says it too, they both need counseling. So why not relationship counseling? Because here's what, Tony, in a separate therapy or counseling session by himself, I don't think gets anywhere, okay? Right. It doesn't, because he's going reluctantly, kicking, screaming, and talking shit to the therapist. Because he's like, I don't need it. What are your problems? You tell me what's wrong with you. You know, that's going to be him. So in this space, I do think the relationship counseling. So Morgan knows she's got issues, even though Morgan doesn't really know she has issues.
She doesn't.
You're right. Never mind.
Yeah, but she has issues. I'll take it back. Here's what I think is interesting. In the conventional dating world, people start dating and you have whatever problems that you have that you don't deal with. Then you decide you want to get married. And if you're religious, you go get couples marriage counseling from your pastor, right? Now you're getting counseling and you still wind up getting divorced afterwards. And that counseling little bit there didn't help. But if you start doing the counseling early, let's say after 3 months, hey, let's just go do a little checkup, like a little chiropractic session. Let's just get a little checkup on our communication. Doing it together, maybe that would help the other person understand why somebody's the way they are, instead of just be angry about why they are the way they are. So I think it's beneficial whether you do it together, separate, but do it early. Don't wait till you've been with someone for 2 or 3 years and you're comfortable, because you can go through counseling then and realize I shouldn't be with them, but we've been here for 3 years. He's got the house. We got a kid together. I guess I'm going to make it work.
Well, yes, according to her timeline, they'll be married in a year, kid in two.
Exactly.
Mercedes says, okay, they should not be together, but yes, go to therapy. And Lucy B says, but they're not even a couple. LOL. they're not a match. So, you know, look, we could go on about these two nut. Okay, I'm going to call them nutcases. I'm just going to leave it alone. I mean, I'll go on all night about these two because we can, right? Let's move on to Anthony and his little cousin, Chris, who's, I liked his first question. He was like, what is it you don't like about it? You know, because Anthony's like, yeah, you know, here's what I like about it. No. What don't you like? Because before I got married, I've said this for years. I've said this for a long time. And, you know, it's in my infinite wisdom that I didn't even know I had when I said, marriage is all about, can you deal with the thing you don't like about the other person for the rest of your life? Because you know why people divorce? Because they can't deal with that thing they don't like about another person.
Well, here's the thing. We all know what it is that Anthony doesn't like about the other person. It's not Cynthia. It's her ex.
Right.
And there's no way I would date Cynthia because I don't want to have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Period. Right. And so I think that is the big thing. And I like the fact that his cousin hit that. Didn't hold back from asking questions around that. And I think Cynthia held her own really well because I think Cynthia is a really smart, confident woman. So you can put her in the hot seat. I think she can handle it hardcore. But I thought the overall that the meeting with his cousin went well. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything that was bad in that. And I think the cousin actually liked her. And then I liked how he was asking her, like, can you get him to go out? And I'm going to be hurt if you get him to go out and I can't even go out. She goes, well, no, don't be hurt. Just come with us. And I'm like, that's the kind of person you want in your corner and on your team.
Even before that, because, you know, Chris goes straight at Cynthia about her kid's father, James, right? And Cynthia responds like an adult, like, no. I got that. I can't control a grown man, but that's not going to affect my household. You know, she's moved on. And that's what that guy. And here's the thing about it. I guarantee you they probably have a good relationship. That's a lot for TV. You know, he got to put on for the extra TV. You know, I'm going to get 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes of screen time. Then I got to make sure I make the most out of my 3.5 minutes of screen time.
So what you're saying is they have a really good amicable relationship. They both co-parent well. He doesn't get in her business.
Oh, but I'm sure he gets in a little.
For his few minutes of screen time, he went full T-Pain and decided that he's going to let his stuff shine. Come on now.
I think it was an exaggeration of what it is. I mean, now, there are things that people have regardless. I just don't think it's as bad as we're going to perceive it to be. And in that space, because she's way too confident about everything that's going on in there to be like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's that bad, because if he wasn't that bad, he wouldn't have said, hey, I want you to understand, I hit it first, which is pretty much what he did.
That's literally not what he said, but okay.
That's pretty much what he did, is I was her first everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everything.
Okay, he was definitely peeing and trying to mark his spot, okay? But at the end of the day, I think that she's still mad enough to not allow that to happen. So I just got to point this out before we continue. Robin says, damn it to hell, I didn't watch the show yet. Be right back after this live. Yes, please, come on back, Robin, and watch it. I'm sorry you won't be able to continue in the live chat because we're going to have spoilers ahead.
Yeah, well, Robin, before you go and everyone else that's on right now, be sure to like.
Yeah, exactly.
Be sure to like the video.
Yeah, before you click, let me go watch the show, click like.
Yeah.
I'm going to save Dre and his family for a little bit because I want to get to Mark Anthony, who met with Jeffrey, right? That's his first date. But he decides not to introduce her to his family because he feels like she has been distant. Well, she's been distant because she's been wrapped up in yoga pants and jumping in a hot tub with 3 hairstyle Dre.
Well, except today we got a different Jeffrey. This is, you know, Jeffrey showing up for choir rehearsal. Her dress is all like she's just going straight to church.
But
everything covered.
That was with Dre.
With Mark Anthony. She was really well covered up with Mark Anthony. Most of the show, she's not. But Mark Anthony, she came with her, hey,
that
I got choir rehearsal in 30 minutes.
That wasn't choir rehearsal.
It wasn't, no, it was church appropriate, I think. It wasn't tight, like.
What church do you go to?
I don't. But the times I grew up and went to church, it wasn't, I don't think it was inappropriate for church. I think she's just form fitting, you know, but I thought it was interesting.
That was Magic City
with her
appropriate.
What's up with her? Why is she sitting with her eyes just? It's like she's eating. She's high, but also she's eating high. Like a lemon drop. Just
Yo, it's funny. You saw the same thing I saw tonight because I was like, I just realized Jeffrey uses eye drops because her eyes are not red, but she's definitely high as hell on the, because her eyes are always half closed. I didn't really notice it until tonight. And I'm like, it's funny you should say that.
Yeah, I never really paid attention to it either, but I'm watching tonight. I'm like, why is she doing that? Just even when she smiles. It, oh, hi. Well, how are you? You're such a good man.
When you do the Jeffrey face, I almost hear you going, you want a jello pudding pop? And when you look back at this, you're going to see it too, because you see you had your eyes closed, because you can see it.
That's how it looks like. She's like,
You know, the one thing I'm mad about in this is that he does this date and he doesn't introduce her to anybody in his family because he's like, okay, this is not the real thing, right? Mm-hmm. But then he allows Jeffrey to then dump him. And I'm so mad that he allowed himself to get blindsided like this. Come on, Mark Anthony.
Why? He dodged a bullet.
I mean, yeah, he dodged a bullet, but dump her instead. Don't give her that opportunity.
Who cares? You got out. You got out. She brings nothing to the table except more people who need to eat. I've said it. Said it. She doesn't bring anything to the table but open mouths and problems. No. Be people, thankful.
That's a good thing.
But here's the deal. Mark Anthony wasn't like feeling her. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to feel her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He just wanted to see what it was like. But
because she walks around oozing sex. That's the problem. She walks around like that. Like that is what it is. I'm not saying sex appeal. I'm saying she oozes sex. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so oozes like a jelly donut.
Okay, you know what? Let's just move on to Mark Anthony.
Like that last jelly donut in the box that no one else wants to touch.
I'm ignoring you right now. I'm totally ignoring you right now. Mark Anthony introduces us to his cousin Chris via Zoom. And before he even meets Mercedes, loves her name from the jump, which tells me a lot about Chris immediately. Okay. But no, I'm not going to say that. Let's move on. He meets Mercedes.
Oh, Mercedes? I've always wanted to drive one of those. Tell me more about her.
I mean, well, yeah, I love the name already. But Mercedes, Porsche, all these things. You know, remember when we first heard those names?
I know, I'm Alizé. Oh, I like Alizé too.
He asked her if marriage is a must. Mercedes said commitment is a must. Here's the thing. I love Mercedes. I love Mercedes on the show. I think she's one of the best people on the show. And I love that comment from her. Because he's like, is marriage a must? Like, he's trying to come at her hard. And she's like, no, but commitment is.
I respected that answer. I like that. Because that's not saying, like, she's not like Morgan that marry me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, hey, I want commitment. And if it leads to marriage, great. And so I respected her answer on that.
Yeah, it really was. The thing that about it, Chris also mentioned something that Mark Anthony had not told Mercedes. I'm like, red flag, because obviously, you know, because he's like, well, you know, our family's from New York and, you know, he's probably thinking about moving back to New York. What do you think about it? She's like,
Well, this told me Mark Anthony's for the streets. And here's why.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell her about thing about moving to New York. If you really liked her, mm-hmm. you would have said so.
Exactly.
I mean, I remember I started dating somebody and like 2 weeks in, I was getting a job interview in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I was like, hey, BT Dubs, mm-hmm. there's a chance I could be moving. And I just put it all out there. The other thing was Mark Anthony never asked her, has she ever been married or engaged before?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a question you would have asked?
You know, so Mimi agrees with you. Mark Anthony's just here to play. Because you're right. But he's like, great question. I haven't even asked those.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you didn't ask that?
No. He, like you said, he's there to play. I do agree with Nikki, who says that Mercedes is adorable, so bubbly. Yes, indeed. And you know, I like her personality. She comes off well. And she showed out well with it. And here it is at the end of the meeting with Chris, even as she's leaving. She's like, all right, I'm going to borrow him for a minute because he's going to walk me to the door. And it almost felt like she had to tell Mark Anthony, because Mark Anthony probably would have forgot to do that, right? Even though he didn't forget to walk Jeffrey to the door. But the fact that after that he goes, I'm zoned in on Mercedes. You didn't have a choice. Jeffrey dumped your ass.
Well, but he walked Jeffrey to the door because she couldn't see where the door was. Where am I going? Are we going outside? So she couldn't see. But he only had one option. I totally get it.
Jeffrey sounds like a sedated Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
You did a perfect impersonation just to put that comment right there. Thanks.
Well, so he walked her out, and I think, honestly, it seemed like Mercedes had more she wanted to talk to Mark Anthony about, even before she met Chris. Like, she like, hey, there's some things I want to talk to him about. And so I'm curious what all that was.
Yeah, because you know what? While I like them, and I know they have this physical chemistry. They have this sexual chemistry and tension there. But it's like that club. You know, when you go to the club and you see that chick and y'all just like, y'all have this chemistry and you're like, yeah. It feels like that's what they have, but there's no real relationship chemistry. Because obviously, he's not about asking any real questions. She's got concerns, because we're seeing this. Like you said, she's got a lot of questions. Never got a chance to ask them. Or if she did, they cut it all out.
It's quite true. I mean, I think she probably has some red flags too. So we'll have to see what happens with these two. But I thought that her meeting his cousin was good. I was laughing at him and his cousin though, because they're like, look, all right, love is love. Love. I'm like, why can't dudes just be like, all right, man, I love you, dude. Holla.
Exactly.
It's love is love. Love. It's okay to say it.
You know, so two things here. One, Orchid said he's not zoned in on anyone. I wonder what his real motive in being on the show is. You know, so what was his real motive on being on the show? And Mimi says, yeah, he walked to the door, but he should have walked into the car. You know, that's a great point, because the car was just literally right there. He's like, I'll watch you from the door. Oh, snap. Look out for the robber.
Bye, Mercedes.
Duck. That came off like he's the dude that pull up to the house and beep beep.
Yeah. All right then.
Yeah, that's you got to teach these cats nowadays, man. All right, so let's get to Drake. You know, this is the meeting we really wanted to see. We thought of his mom, but really it comes out. And somebody did say this last week too. Was it his sister or his mom? It really was his big sister Camila and his little niece Jasmine, as he described them. Okay. First things first, here's obviously an issue with this family.
What?
I'm just saying, them wigs were bad. Those are some bad wigs. Jesus Christ. Those are bad. You ain't fooling nobody with that. That was horrible. We've talked about his hair all season long. It's a family thing. It's a family issue. Let's just call it out right now. It's a family issue. For him being in Forbes magazine, he could have bought them better wigs, goddammit.
I don't think he was in Forbes. I'm sorry. I don't think it was Forbes.
He was in Forbes magazine.
Yeah, it was in Forbes magazine or something. It's not Forbes. I'm sorry.
It's if you're in Forbes, one thing
you can afford is a good barber, or at least a beautician, to make whatever that little... you know, little mini black Bam Bam from the Flintstones, whatever he's trying to do with the top of his head. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad, man. It's bad. Well, look, first meeting. Well, first Cynthia shows up. I wrote it down as first meeting and then realized, no, they're doing everybody at the same time. Cynthia shows up first, right? And Camila asks Cynthia if she wants more kids since Dre has none and she has two. And I love Cynthia's answer. Look, Cynthia under pressure is amazing, because she's like, you know what? I'll do two more kids and a dog. And they're like, and a dog? Oh, you already have that in place. Yes, because in case he wants a third child, that's the dog.
I hated Cynthia's answer.
Why?
I hated Cynthia's answer, and here's why. And this is just a terrible thing.
Of course. It's always a terrible thing.
I think it's a blessing if you're able to have children. But I think the problem, there are some people who put a number, and so she's saying she wants two more.
She says she's willing to give him two more.
She's willing to. She would want two more in the dog. Willing to give him, would want one, whatever. I'm not willing to get a steak at Ruth Chris. I want one. So, okay. I think the I think the problem is when you put a number on it, because I know so many, here's the deal. I've run into so many people who have multiple children and they weren't happy with the dude, but they're like, you know, I've always wanted two kids, but I wanted to have the same dad. So I'm going to have another one with this asshole.
This
and whatever.
Is different. And I'll tell you, I'll
she already has two from an asshole.
This is different. I'll tell you why this is different. Okay. And ladies, correct me if I'm wrong here, right? But if you have kids and you meet a man who doesn't have any, what's the thing? Because the question then becomes, is not especially if you have kids that are already a number of years ahead, right? So it's not like, oh, yeah, a two-year-old, and so they all grow up together. At some point, you go, if he wants kids, I'm willing to do one or two more. That's it, right? That's, I think that's a common thing that you hear from women. It's not, I want two more, so whoever it is. I know what you're saying in the sense of, I want them all to have the same baby daddy, so therefore I'll just do more with this. But
I didn't like it. I mean, great. There are people who do that and make those decisions. I wasn't all that excited about it, and
see,
neither
I'm
was
right.
His sister.
I know
sister.
You don't want to hear this. See, V says that is definitely a factor.
How you know she's talking to you? She could be talking to someone else in the comments.
Not I like that.
It's not all about you, Yanni.
You just don't want me to be right. You just don't want me to be right. Mimi says she's 37. They'd have to move quick. They would. And you know what? It's one of those things, though. It's those. You know this. As you get older, you start dating women. That's a conversation that happens. That comes up a lot more. When we're in our 20s, that conversation didn't come up for a long time.
Well. Still, if she wants to gift him some babies, that's great. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's the theme in Miami.
Apparently. Look, Lucy says, depends. If mine are almost grown, I'm not starting over. Well, I mean, you know, there's that too.
That's so. Valid, though. I like, Lucy, I like the fact that you're standing on your you get what I'm trying to say.
So look, Jeffrey showed up in her mom dress, her first lady dress. This is
first lady.
What the
all
hell?
She needed was I was waiting for her to pull out her Bible. I'm sorry, y'all. I just got back from church.
Yo, I love how Cynthia called out. Like I have, she came with a dress that all the way down to here, to her wrist, and then all the way down to her ankles, and all the way up to her neck. I've never seen a dress like this. I love that Cynthia called out immediately. Like, who the hell is this? And now she did it in the confessional, but still, I love the fact that she did it. But immediately, as she wasn't happy to see Cynthia there because. And as somebody pointed out in here earlier, let's see, and make sure I want to get it correct, that Mimi says Jeffrey was second again and she couldn't stand it. Because she couldn't. She walked and she's like, the hell is Cynthia doing here? Thought I was doing this church, this Bible study by myself.
Well, I really was surprised. I thought they were going to do it individually instead of both together. But, you know, it wound up working out that way. I did make note that she showed up dressed a lot more conservative than we usually seen her. She still had that same look on her face and how are you? Just, I couldn't stand her. But I love that she got called out that her kids are a liability. And then her face still just held that, like you're getting clowned and she's saying it to your face and you just frozen. But then when she asked her, what do you have to offer? I'm everything a man can want. I'm like, really?
Yo, no, that was. And not even the eye roll, but the cross eye that Camilla gave. And
I'm everything a man would want. I'm like, come on, even Stevie Wonder's going to be like, you got some problems. I can't.
And so the Camilla, you know, does her cross eye, looks at Cynthia, and Cynthia goes, I have two master's degrees,
yes.
Two bachelor's degrees, two businesses, you know what? And I like the fact, and then she goes, Dre would not be a stepdad, but he'd yes. be a bonus dad. Now, again, that's where, because James is the dad, and James is going to be there. As much as we don't like how James was, James is like, no, I'm in my kid's life, right? So she's like, again, I like Cynthia's answer. It was great.
I loved it. I was like, that is a boss move, because she brings something to the table besides more mouths to feed. Unlike Jeffrey. What does Jeffrey bring besides looks?
Yo, you know.
If you like that look.
I'm just going to say, Lucy, you're wrong. Stop it. It's actually about 10 corns.
What's she talking about?
She's talking about Cynthia. That's all. She's talking about the two bachelor's degrees, two bachelor's degrees, two businesses. Stop it.
I know what she's talking about.
Y'all are so wrong, man. Look, y'all got to stop this. Jesus Christ. Stop it. This is why we do this live, okay? This is because you guys are the best, man.
But she did say two bachelor's degrees, two master's degrees. But did she also say, no, rub these feet. Rub this feet. This feet.
Okay, now we'll get to that. We're going to get to that. When we get to that individual, we'll get to that. Because that is... Here's the interesting thing. The ladies leave. Jasmine said Cynthia's the top pick. Camilla said out of the two, Cynthia was. But for her, none of them. She doesn't want any of them because they come with kids. He doesn't have any kids.
But that's a real thing. That's a reality. And I think when you are a single mom with kids, it's a reality that you're going to run into guys who don't want to do that because they look at that as baggage. Mm-hmm. It's not a negative on you. It just means they don't want to handle that.
Right.
And that's totally fine. But she has a valid point, especially more so with Jeffrey than mm-hmm. Cynthia.
You know, while we're on this with Cynthia, right? We're going to do Tony and Morgan first, but let's save them and let's get straight to Anthony and Cynthia and their date on the beach, in the cabana on the beach with roses and drinks and apparently rubbing oils. Cynthia's first time doing the cabana with all of that stuff. She's loving mm-hmm. it. When she comes, mm-hmm. she's like, yo, I like this. And then Anthony decides to do what you just talked about, give her a foot massage. She's like, all right, don't let this be a one-time thing now. This needs to happen all the time. As he rubs all of them.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I truly think Anthony low-key has a sex swing in the basement or somewhere in his house. Because he just comes across like this, you know, this great, nice guy. And all of a sudden, every night he'll put that look like, yeah, I'm just going to rub your feet real quick. It's just something about him. I'm like, you go ahead on. I thought it was a romantic date. I like the effort that he put in, which he struggled with that with mm-hmm. Sue Ann and some of the others. So kudos to him. I don't know if I'd have been rubbing her feet, but not at that point.
See, this is why you and Kitty are always on the same page. Stop.
See? Kitty and High Vibe, that's my tribe. Those are my people.
You know, well, add Mimi to it. I'm not even going to read this. If you choose to read it, I'm going to let you read it. But, you know, if not, then and you listen to this on the podcast, your favorite podcast platform, you'll have to come and watch the live chat.
Hey, like Jeffrey says, tell the truth, shame the devil. Those corns, onions, and bunions.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing, though. Even after all of that, Cynthia was not ready to commit to Anthony yet. Mm-hmm. Even after he said to her, you know, you are my, he loves everything about her. And she still was like, you know, so a couple things here. What'd you think of that?
Well, I thought that the date would have sealed the deal for him. That mm-hmm. she would be like, well, Dre is cool, but this dude, you know, because looking at what Dre's family felt about the whole children thing, Anthony already has a kid. He's not going to be pushing to have his own babies. If they have another one, great. Mm-hmm. I feel like they both are a better match than her and Dre. Yeah. And so I was surprised that she was still leaning towards this Dre thing after that date.
Exactly. It really, and I'm assuming that's why Mimi's saying I was Team Cynthia, but she irritated me tonight. I'm assuming that's why if the same reason that Terrell just said is not it. Mimi, please let us know why she irritated you tonight, because it really... It's kind of wild to me. You know, at the same time, High Vibe said, Anthony does seem to have a dark side. Why does he not have a social life? Some people are just not going out, people. You know what I mean?
Because he has a sex swing at home. High Vibe, I just told you why he doesn't have to go out. He brings the party to his house.
Now, Gifty says, Anthony really wanted Mercedes. Yes, because to be quite honest, if you just look at all the women as a whole, Mercedes is probably the most attractive on the show this season, right? Cynthia wanted Andre. That was why I knew the kiss or the getaway between Cynthia and Anthony was forced. Mm. I don't know if was it forced? I didn't think it was. I thought it was kind of natural, but maybe you saw something I didn't. Terrell, V says you need to rub those feet.
No. It's not that I wouldn't, but not those feet.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go get petties together. And then after that, maybe I can take, but you need some work on that. Break out the cheese grater and get that stuff off of there.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know, Tony and Morgan, they had an individual date after they met his twin, She-Hulk. And he came up, and the first thing he thought was the counseling was a big issue, which we knew he'd have a problem with, because his sister, She-Hulk, had a problem with it, too. And mm-hmm. Hulk smashed She-Hulk. They both don't like it. So, and are we surprised that they don't want to do the counseling slash therapy slash just talk to anybody about the issues that this man clearly has?
Oh, I don't have any issues. Tony's awesome. He is just perfect. He doesn't have any issues.
Something else came up, because Morgan is questioning the things that he says, because Tony, what she said, Tony does things and says things that are unbecoming of a man, and then reveals that apparently Tony knocked Natasha's ankles together after she was eliminated in episode one, right?
So...
Sorry.
Okay. So, yeah. You threw me off with that.
I knew I would.
Knocked the ankles together. I'm like, I got to regroup. Okay. So Tony hooked up with Natasha. So what? What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. He wasn't like in that. He wasn't at that level with Morgan at that time. But he hooked up with Natasha. Big deal. And why does this bother Morgan? Mm-hmm. It's not like he hooked up with you, and maybe, what if he did sleep with mm-hmm. both, but why did it bother her? And for her to, this whole conversation irritated me about Morgan. I didn't like her before. I really can't stand her now mm-hmm. because, and I have a little bit of respect for Tony when he was like, hey, I'm not going to let you talk bad about Natasha. You know, we're not going to do that on TV, because Natasha wasn't there to defend herself.
Right.
And Natasha didn't ask her to put her business in the street. Yep. They did. But then for Morgan to get mad that he was trying to do that. And then she's asking him, where's your standards? I'm like, aren't you the same trick that put Nair in someone's head of a dude you didn't want to be in a relationship with?
Okay. But to be fair, what she said was she understands a man is going to be a man, but you got to have standards. She didn't like Natasha. She thought Natasha's beneath her. And that's why she said that. Right. Now, does that make it better? Hell no. But I just wanted to disagree with you real quick. But to be fair,
she's wrong.
She's definitely wrong. I mean, because here's the problem. She contradicts herself, because when you go, well, you know, you got to let a man be a man. Then what the hell are you mad about? Because
right.
Here's what Tony said. Tony said that that happened. He knocked down Natasha before he built this strong connection with Morgan. And did you notice that he was like, yeah, well, thank you for bringing that up. That was that angry man shit. Well, thank you for bringing that up.
I was waiting for him to say, eat the cake, anime, because that's what he looked like. What'd you say, girl? You eat the cake.
And to be fair, Gamora Zen said, I didn't like how that Morgan exposed that girl from episode one, which is Natasha.
Yes.
And you're right, because there was no need to do that to her. But, you know, this is the pettiness that yep. happens a lot of times. You and I talk about this all the time, you more than me, about the fact that women will do this to each other, right? And this is exactly what happened. Morgan had no reason to expose that woman and the fact that she gave up the draws.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing that just, I can't relate to it. You know, women just seem that they can't really do that and still be friends, mm-hmm. where guys, they could hate each other over a girl and then wind up being best friends and do a podcast together. It's just weird. How men can be different than women.
So stupid. Shit. You are stupid as hell. Nikki says Tony bragging on his eggplant emoji. Why talk about it? Yeah, why did he bring it up to Morgan in the first place? I mean, because he has a point in saying that, you know, why'd she, look, I did this before you, but I told you about it. But here's the question. Why did he tell in the first place?
Because there's going to be a reunion episode. It's going to come out.
Or is it so that he could go like, look, I get draws, so you better drop yours. Is that what it is? Because it sounds, because what she said, Tony bragging on it. She, Nikki is saying that he bragged on it, which is probably what happened.
I don't know. I just think maybe he was just getting it out the way, because eventually it would come up. You're mm-hmm. dealing with someone crazy. Let me tell you now, That way you can't go full on crazy when you find out at the reunion. Mm-hmm. That's my thought.
Yeah. Mimi says if he hasn't already, she wants him to knock her ankles together too. See?
What you got everybody saying?
Yeah, funny too, because Morgan was trying to clown Natasha and Tony said, not on my watch. He really kind of did that in that space. Look, they get to the last gentleman's lounge. Tony reveals what we found out, that, you know, him and Natasha knocking ankles. Tommy is like, wait a minute. You know the rules. I told you all this. The rules are no contact with people who've been eliminated. No entanglements.
Come on now. Tony doesn't follow rules.
Mm-hmm.
He goes one person in the HOV lane. He probably rips the little labels off the mattresses. He does all kind of shit that's against the normal of the rules, but it's Tony. And we're all not surprised. What I didn't like is for Tony and even Tommy to like probe Natasha. Yeah. And I think finally Tommy realized, okay, we're crossing the line.
Yeah.
We're not talking about her no more. We're going to talk about this because again, Natasha's not on the show to defend herself. And I just think it's really shady of Tony and Morgan to even bring this up.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, Nikki points out something. Tony slept with Natasha, stuck on Marcia and continues to embarrass Morgan. Don't feel sorry for her. Right. You're right, though. Tommy was like, nope, move on. Even though he did ask everybody, anybody else got something they want to do? Tell me about what y'all did. So then, of course, you know, Mark Anthony pleads the fifth until Tommy's like, no, 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 we ain't doing that. He's like, no, I didn't do anything. Then he decides, Dre has to decide who his top connection is, see if he wants to let Cynthia go. They go on a date, and I think we finally figured out Dre's hairstyle. It's actually a mohawk with a twist in the front.
Is it? Is that what that is?
Okay. Well, but he finally combed that shit out and took the man butt out the top. I don't know why he decided to do three hairstyles and just this time he decided to cut it down to two. It shows out to be a mohawk. This is something I know irks you because you said it when Cynthia talked about him massaging her feet. She said, "I know this is potentially an elimination date. So I'm keeping my finger crossed." I know that got you.
No. All I kept hearing in the back of my head is, I have two bachelors and I have two masters. Well, it's not. None of them are in English. Right.
But I failed English in the fifth grade. Yo, Cynthia had the lines of the night. She said, she tells Dre that she has the two greatest guys because she's got two connections, but he doesn't have the two greatest girls.
I mean, he doesn't. I mean, we all know what we think about Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. But when she got there, just the way he sat down, his whole body language, how he kind of sat a little bit more distant from her than normal. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, he's about to drop Cynthia right now. Mm-hmm. And then until she said that I care about you, which apparently Dre needs that kind of attention because if you don't check on him when he's sick and all that, you know, he feels distant. But if you tell him, I care about you, say it again. I care about you. Get out of here.
Yes. And that's what he said. He couldn't do it because he was going to eliminate her. And because she said that, he couldn't do it, you know, which, of course, leads up to the drama for next week. Because if he eliminated her, then what, right? And that's what we get to. Next week, we're going to get to everybody showing up. Jeffrey looking like she's coming to prom.
Where are you at?
Yo, as just going back through some of these comments here, right? Before we get out of here, JD says that Jeffrey tries to portray coy and sexy. Doesn't have that down pat yet. Which is true. She definitely doesn't have it now. But she's trying.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I think Jeffrey's the kind of person that's trying to put off this image of being classy and that she mm-hmm. has some style and grace mm-hmm. when really she's that girl that's going to like, oh, shoot, I got a date in 10 minutes. Go in the bathroom, splash a little hot water and hit the hot spots, throw on a lot of perfume and makeup and walk out the door.
You've dated a Jeffrey before, huh?
I've met a Jeffrey that wanted to date me before. But I was like, that's a lot of mouths to feed. I don't think I'm ready for all that. I'm going to go ahead and back out.
You know, so on the point of kids, because remember we were talking about kids earlier, right? And how people are, especially with Cynthia and Dre and adding kids to it. High Vibe says that single people without children usually have a kid limit for dating, right?
Yep.
As far as when it came to Jeffrey, one bonus dad versus two ghosted baby daddies.
Yeah.
Y'all would hate on that one, but all day, boy, Jesus Christ.
She earned it. She earned it.
Lucy B brought this up, especially when coming to talking about Natasha, Tony, and Morgan. The reunion is going to be messy, and we know it's going to be messy. That's why they left that in, because they want to give us a reason to watch the reunion, because you know that's going to come up, right? Also, Christy says, I was yelling at the screen to Tommy to eliminate Tony for breaking the rules with Natasha. I'm so sick of Tony, Morgan too now. And you're right. I really thought he was going to eliminate Tony for breaking the rules, because he's like, you know my rules. And then, you know, it's like the dude who's breaking rules in the club and they let him stay in the club, you know what he's about to do. He's about to big up his chest even more and act out even more, right?
Well, they couldn't really get rid of Morgan because, Tony. If they eliminated Tony, well, then Morgan's got to pull a Blake and exit, you know, out of the situation. And her and Tony are still going to date. So it wouldn't make a difference.
For the rest of the show. Exactly.
It wouldn't make a difference.
High Vibe says, Tommy doesn't follow rules. I saw him trying not to look at Marcia. Uh-oh. I'm not going to touch that one.
Hey, I don't recall that. I didn't see that.
And let's see, because there are quite a few in here. So when it comes down to the kids as well, too. So Drika says this. She already has, because I don't think she was necessarily saying she's hard on having two more, just that she's willing if a partner doesn't have biological kids and wants them. That's what I was trying to tell you. She had this.
See, I don't know.
Of course you
do. Here's my thought is, I wouldn't commit to that until you're ready for that. You've not seen him around your kids. And so how do you know what he'd be like if he had his own? So give that some time. I wouldn't want someone to commit to me date three, which I've had this happen. Yeah, if we got married and you wanted a kid, I'd give you a kid. I'm just like, really?
Well, Mimi is like, when I was still in my 30s, if he wanted a kid, I was out. Like, damn. But you got to make those choices. And that's why that conversation is you got to have that early on. Like, some of those conversations have to be had early on, right? So
they do, but they're really important. I think sometimes people forget that. I mean, I don't have any kids. And so if I was at a place that I wanted it, I would always let someone know up front, hey, if we're going to work out long term, I want to have children. How do you feel about that?
Right.
But normally I'll date someone who has kids, I guess, and be happy as hell and don't have to have my own. Totally fine with that.
Nikki B has a great comment. We'll get this one and get on out. It says, a divorced mother of two is much different than a baby mama of three with no father. You know what?
And or child support coming in.
Yeah, because, again, stepdad versus bonus dad. There's a big difference. Big, big difference.
It is. But that gets messy. I think you shouldn't even call him bonus dad. Just, this is mommy's man, and my kids have a dad.
Exactly. Facts. Hey, look, don't forget, we are back Monday night, 8/7 Central. We're going to be on for Love is Blind, giving you the weekend to watch Love is Blind, season 4, episodes 6, 7, and 8. I've already started watching. I think I'm a little bit into episode 7 already. And so we'll be live. So you have this weekend to go ahead and watch so that we can join and have this conversation about the Mean Girls, all the wonderful things that are going to come out. The Mean Girls breakup, because it looks like that's on the way, on Love is Blind season 4.
I want to see what happens between Jimmy Walker and Ann Coulter, because I think they're going to bring it back together. It's going to work out. And out of all these, y'all heard me say it when we did the Love is Blind recap of season 4, episodes 1 through 5. That is my favorite show. Mm-hmm. This Ready to Love, this will be the last time. Just like it was the guys' last men's deliberation,
yeah,
it's mine too.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. And of course, next Wednesday, Married at First Sight, we're back again. And next Friday, we find out the decisions that we already know of what it's going to be for Ready to Love Season 7, our first and last recap season of this show. Unless, of course, Will Packer, I'm going to see him on Tuesday, as a matter of fact. I may have a conversation with him about the show. Like, yo, bro, we got to talk about it because I'm going to see him on Tuesday.
Do we want to do predictions? Since next week is going to be the yes or no.
Who do you think is going to say yes? Let's do it real quick.
Okay. The batshit crazies.
I agree. I think the batshit
crazies. Tony Morgan.
I think they're going to say yes because they don't know how toxic they are for each other. And then when we get to the reunion, we'll find out that Tony's now bald. And Morgan, well, she's got a restraining order out on Tony.
He coming to the reunion in patches. Well, what had happened was...
And him and Natasha now together.
Yeah, I got a do-rag on and just trying to, you know. I think Mark Anthony's got a... do they propose? Is that what happens into this? Or
I don't think they propose. Do they? I really don't recall. I think it's not proposed. I think it's more just a commitment that they're ready to love and continue a relationship. I think in the DC season that he did propose at some point, but as far as Mercedes and Mark Anthony, I don't see it happening because Mercedes, I think, is more ready than he is, but she's not ready to go. I'm not ready to get married. I'm ready to be in a committed relationship. Mark Anthony is ready to go be side daddy.
Not even I don't think. I think Mark Anthony's gonna want to be with her, but she's gonna say no.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, who else is there? So Anthony and Cynthia. What do you think is gonna happen there?
Anthony is going to do an amazing, I want to commit speech. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to say no because she's just drawn to Anthony. Andre.
You mean right, yeah.
To Andre. So I think that's what's going to happen. She's going to say no to him and she's going to want to say yes to Andre.
The problem I have with that is that Anthony, he got that kiss, but that's the only chemistry I see with them. Like she likes him. She likes the idea of him and what he represents, but they don't have that physical attraction and that physical chemistry. They don't have it, and that's a problem. Jeffrey and Three Hairstyle Dre.
Jeffrey's going to want to be with him. He's going to reject her and go to Cynthia.
You think so?
Less baggage, less luggage. Do you want to carry 3 bags or 2 bags if you're traveling?
You know what? And you're right, because Cynthia did kind of allude to that this time around. And it kind of threw him for a loop and like, oh, she actually does like me. Even though Cynthia could have been playing the game because she knew it was potentially an elimination. So that could have been it, too. High Vibe says they all say yes, but they will not be together by the reunion. I think nobody survives this season. Exactly. And V says, Terrell,
you'll be back.
No.
Oh, you're ready for that one, weren't you?
Yeah, no. I'm just saying this right now. Prayer warriors, let's talk for a second. No more Ready to Love ever. Mm-hmm. And those that are trying to suggest put a ring on it, no.
I wouldn't even let you do that one.
I've seen enough previews. I'm like, no, this is worse than Ready to Love.
It really is. It's the concept is stupid, to be quite honest. But it's great for drama, so, you know. But we'll be back. Monday, Love is Blind. Wednesday, Married at First Sight. Next Friday, Ready to Mingle. As Lucy V said, tell him to change the base to title to Ready to Mingle instead of Ready to Love. You're right. I'll switch it. And Yolanda said, switch to Love after lockup. My wife would love it. Nah.
No. Sorry, Yolanda.
We're still willing to take suggestions, so please drop them in. Remember, if you're in here still, make sure that you're watching this to the end. Make sure you hit that like button, please. We really appreciate it if you do it, okay?
Yes, and we definitely want you to make some suggestions, just the right ones, not the wrong ones. Sorry, that's the whiskey. This is number 3. Right. Sorry.
Let's get the hell out of here, because I think that's actually number 4, not number 3. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Justel, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers. With your empty ass glass.
There's a swallow.
Then swallow it and shut the...